That's even hard for me to air guitar. Well, that's some real finger pricking right there.
I'd like to see you air fiddle that.
My goodness, holy cow. All right, folks, we're drawing close to the 200 new entries for a Rosie on the House Homeowner Handbook calendar. We will take two of those, of the first 200, and we will award two homeowners a gorgeous Valley Forge, an American flag from the Valley Forge Flag Company. This is 100% made in America. It's 3 foot by 5 foot. It's two-ply spun polyester, comes with brass grommets. The flag has sewn stripes and embroidered stars. It's a beautiful flag. It's a beautiful Old Glory you can hang in your front yard. From the first 200 new people that won a Rosie calendar, we're going to pick two names and send you, or maybe even hand-deliver you, an American flag.
It's one of the things that we started when we put together our e-store. One of the things that always chapped my hide was that it was so hard to find an American flag made in America. So that was one of the first things we put on there. We found a good American brand that was made in America, certified by an association that it is made in America. And we even had a gentleman, Jim and Chandler, went on and bought one this morning. He wasn't waiting for the drawing. He just went ahead and bought one.
So let's just buy it.
You could go to a store, you could pick up an American flag for $20, but when you open it and get it, hang it, it's going to be cheap plastic.
Sunburned, beat up.
Made in, it won't say USA, so... the 3x5, and we are working to get bigger sizes in, are about $50. But it's American.
Bigger.
Made. Like 3 feet by 5 feet is what we sell.
We're
going to
get. Yeah. We're going to get a bigger flag?
Yeah, there's a couple sizes bigger that we're going to have to stock.
Well, we better find a flag pole.
Well, amazingly enough, it's actually came on request from some of our partners that have business locations.
Oh.
And a lot of, you know, businesses, flags are bigger than, you know, what we put on the side of our homes. That 3x5 is very standard what you see in home, but, you know, you drive by a business and they're a lot bigger. So a couple of them are like, why don't you have bigger sizes for us? Well, we'll solve that for you.
Okay.
Do we have any Arizona State flags still in inventory?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You got to get one of those, too.
That's a great point,
same,
Gary. Great
same
point.
Manufacturer.
These are available at RosieOnTheHouse.com. We have an e-commerce store where we specialize in rounding up products. We've actually field tested generally all made in America, or at the very least assembled in America. Toolboxes, safety glasses, the actual product of the week this week is our Hex Armor safety glasses. Pretty stylish. Romy uses them as daily sunglasses. We're actually field testing a new product of theirs for blue light that you wear in front of a computer screen when you're in front of one all day long. And I think the field test we've had so far is, Gary, you're pretty happy with it,
yeah,
right?
I've used them at the office. I've used them at the home studio, and I've noticed a difference in a little bit less eye strain. So so far, the test has been good.
Okay, they're not available through the e-store yet. We got to approve them and field test them first. But if you're looking for particular gifts of a handyman or handywoman in your life, check out the e-commerce store at Rosie on the House and see if there isn't something there. There's lots of Rosie on the House tools, hammers, tape measures, toolboxes, all logoed Rosie on the House and all made in America.
We had John Eisenhower in the studio this morning in our outdoor living hour. He comes in the second Saturday of every month. And then you had mentioned our most popular article in the 9 o'clock hour was can I burn my Christmas tree in my fireplace? Well, John has since called in because he's got a story for us about burning Christmas trees and fireplaces. Let's hear it, John.
Well, I couldn't help remembering this story. When I was about 10 years old, I got my first Swiss Army knife, one of those multifunction knives that, you know, kids got back then, the red ones with the red handle. They still have them, and they're wonderful. And one of the things I was intrigued by is it had that little very sharp saw blade on there. And so my mom was saying I needed to get that Christmas tree taken down and de-limbed. And I said, well, Mom, can I just burn the Christmas tree in the fireplace? And she said, well, sure, that would be fine. She was busy in another part of the house. And I dutifully took that Christmas tree and I took my little Swiss Army knife and cut every branch off the tree. And I didn't burn them one at a time. I stuffed the entire fireplace full of all those dry pine branches. And we had this big fireplace. It was about 10 feet wide. It was a large hearth, a big V-shaped hearth, about 10 feet wide. And, you know, the chimney itself was only probably 2 or 3 feet wide, but it went down in both directions, right and left, another 2 or 3 feet on each side of the actual chimney. Well, I stuffed the whole thing full of brush, and then I got my little kitchen, probably a little kitchen match, and lit the thing on fire. Well, the flames leaped out of the fireplace. It went up in a big whoosh, and the flames came up the hearth, and we're looking at the wood beams on the ceiling, and my mom, you know, came rushing out from the kitchen, you know, in horror, screaming, and she'd gotten the trash can partly filled, in a little kitchen trash can partly filled with water, and sloshed it on there, and it was still just roaring, and it left these big scars up the slump block fireplace all the way, you know, big black marks all the way up to the ceiling. And she feverishly for the next, it finally burned down before it burned the house. Thank goodness. You know, there's a certain bit of humor in the story, but it's tragic because This is exactly what can happen. This cautionary tale that you try to burn too much at once, it's just incredibly hot. Pine is so full of pitch. It's just a flammable wood, and very flammable wood. And it was very, very close to, you know, catching the house on fire. And it had a happy ending. My mom took every cleanser she knew how to, you know, that we had in our cabinet to try to get those black scars off the slump block before Dad came home. And we laughed about it today, but it was one of those stories where it could have been tragic. And just, again, a cautionary tale that just be extremely careful with those branches of your pine trees. They're very, very flammable.
Well, we're glad you lived to tell about it. I can't imagine the smell had to be horrible.
Oh, it is. It's terrible. But one thing I've learned about being in radio broadcasting for 30 years, when you want to tell something you've done that's less than brilliant, I always say, I knew someone one time that did this.
We had a caller call in and tell us that.
We had a caller call in and tell us. I never say something.
Did you see the story?
Thank you, John.
The moral of the story, don't burn your Christmas tree in your fireplace. If you want to do it that way, you take it outside, you chop it up, you let it dry for months so all that pine tar gets out of there. Then by the time it's cold enough next winter, it'll be ready for you to burn. Otherwise, just have it chipped up and mulched up and...